Welcome to the Daily VFit Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. Second hour, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
And Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
If you missed it, yes, you've got to hear about the sissy straws. You've got to hear about the sissy straws.
Yes, and, don't want to miss it.
And you missed also, we had a Marine in the studio talking about, he could not believe that Pat would use a sissy straw.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And, the one that can't start fires.
And a Marine, he's right. I can't believe that you would use a sissy straw like
oh
that
my
in context.
This is
that.
A roach thing, but we won't even bring that up.
No.
The roach. Oh, my goodness.
We don't want to talk about that right now.
Did you know that they're in China right now, it's reported that they're actually raising roaches, cockroaches.
Really?
Cockroaches.
For what?
To eat.
Oh, stop.
That's disgusting.
Come
to
on.
To eat. I'm serious. I'm not Come talking. On. I'm just
With
telling
chocolate
you.
On them?
It was reported yesterday that... Uh-huh. Reportedly, China, they're actually, well, no, they are, you know, I know they eat grasshoppers, is it crickets or grasshoppers?
Chocolate covered
crickets and grasshoppers
crickets,
and all that.
Ants,
the roach
locusts.
Is like, oh my goodness, are you serious?
Ugh.
Obviously, China's huge, so this may be just one part of what they're reporting on. But I'm just thinking the whole context of that. Could you imagine Steve eating a roach?
Or Chris?
Yeah, oh, good. It could. Crystal,
that's a little bit even better than what we heard how Steve reacted, but we won't bring that up either. You
right?
Know?
He's. I don't think they bother him anymore.
Really?
I don't think they bother him anymore.
Well, let's bring a box and find out.
Speaking of that,
yes.
Jared moves into his new place.
Oh, okay.
He moved into his new place. He said he'd gotten him a new place, and he was moving in. And he had previous tenants that were there before him.
Hmm.
And so, of course, I guess he's all excited about moving into his new place and all that. And the next thing you know, he sends me a text. I had to slide my bed out to the center of the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the people that were there just...
Yeah. They didn't bring their... Everyone didn't evacuate when they left it.
I guess he just realized why it was such a good deal.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he had to call out the major... the bombardment... what do you call the folks? The bug folks?
Exterminator?
Yes, exterminators.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, tell them don't ever watch that program, Infested.
Oh, just the thought of that.
Horrific.
I don't watch things
Horrific.
Like that. I have dreams. I have enough dreams as it is.
Exactly.
Last thing I need is a dream like that.
I don't know
that.
Why. My wife seems to like the show. It's
really? Like, are you hurt?
What are you...
No, is it Teresa that's scared of bugs?
I think
scared of bugs.
She's just masochistic or something. I don't know.
Oh, Teresa don't do bugs.
She don't do
bugs.
Because I remember one time.
She don't do palmetto bugs.
I remember one time we were just relaxing. We heard this big screaming. Ah! This high squeal and stuff. And it was like a bug land on her leg.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was like a butterfly. I'm not sure.
Aye.
Remember that?
No bugs or rodents.
Nope. Oh, rodents.
No.
Now, some people have this with pets, you know, hamsters and all that kind of stuff.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Man, I cannot believe. We're going to be talking about hearing from Francis Chan and Pratt about disciples. He says, don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples.
Mm.
And Francis has been so on my heart. He gets it. I mean, he gets it.
Mm.
He gets it. And you know he's been with God.
Yeah.
You it's just so beautiful to just hear. You can just hear. You know, when someone begins to speak and feel when somebody is present that they've been with God.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus' disciples went out, they said they took notice that these men have been with God. And there's a lot of people that have been with organized religion, and there's a lot of people that have been very religious. But the ones who've been with God, I mean, you can tell them, even in a whole large group of religious folks, you can tell the ones that actually know God and been with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing thing. And so we're going to get a chance to hear in his perspective of, you know, don't be deceived.
Mm.
Disciples make disciples. And it's not something that the, quote, man of the cloth, unquote, does and does. Mm-hmm. It's all of us are called to be fruitful and to multiply out there. So we'll be talking or listening to Francis Chan as well. But this is Iranian Christian right now. He's been sentenced to 80 lashes. 80 lashes. Can you? I mean, think about it. When people are supporting Iran and saying that, you know, they're attacking the church. You have Pastor Saeed who's in jail right now. He's been tortured and so many things taking place against the church. And when we support, the Arab League of Nations, when we support a Muslim nation in the context of if they're having a viewpoint against the Jews and against Christians, what are we doing?
Mm.
What are we doing in the context of that? And we mm-hmm. should stand up for human rights in that. But knowing that here is Iran, the one nation that we didn't help out in the Arab Spring, who actually wrote, the Green Party wrote to the president and said, hey,
help.
And first that letter was denied it existed, and then later on it was acknowledged that it was there. Welcome to Alinsky, right? And it all makes sense. It's just Alinsky. And this is what CBN News reports, that an Iranian Christian was sentenced to a court, by the way. A court in Iran has sentenced four Christians to 80 lashes. 80 lashes each. I mean, think about it. I mean, 40, you know, 40 was death.
Mm-hmm.
80 lashes each for drinking wine during communion service.
Wow.
Let me tell you how. Let me tell you how important communion is.
Mm.
It's so important that organizers of the night, that Lucifer's servants, that Lucifer wants to give you 80 lashes for taking communion.
Wow.
Because it represents the body of Christ, which is broken. I mean, when you take communion in a Muslim nation, you are going, Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for our sins. This wine, this fruit juice represents the blood of Christ, and this bread represents his body. And it in Islam is a lie. I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Muhammad is not true. I mean, you were declaring all of that because Muhammad says that Jesus is not the Son of God. He has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, but he will assist the one who comes out of the hole named the Beast, who's in Mecca, which they're walking around, and he's going to put a mark on everybody and say, hey, now we're on the right side, and they're going to make war against. And so in the context of that, just to take communion, this is how important communion is.
Mm.
That's why, by the way, if you take it wrongly, if you just flippantly just whatever,
that's
how important. But understand water baptism. I mean, you don't get saved by water baptism, but it's an outward sign to all of the dark covered land and the thick dark covered folks that are covered by darkness of Lucifer's darkness, that you're in the light. I mean, that's an outward sign of an inward manifestation that Jesus Christ is with you. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two ordinances of the church. So understand, you want all of Lucifer's powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness, and evil spirits, and all the people that are held oppressed by the blanket of darkness over the earth and the thick darknesses over the people. You're different when you make Jesus Christ, when you receive the light of the world, the life of man, Jesus Christ, and he dwells inside of you. And so when you get water baptized, understand you're making a huge outward sign to all this darkness that you're the Lord's. And that's why the enemy comes against this thing. And when you take communion, I mean, everything that God did and the accumulation of the love of God and the justice of God and the mercy of God collides at that one moment of the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the wine, or what it actually represents, the body of Christ being nailed to a tree.
Mm.
Cursed is every man who hangs on a tree and whose holy blood was shed, the blood of the new covenant. Listen, they sentenced these four Christians in Iran, who our current leadership is supporting, by the way. And but I'm talking about, okay, you have two things going on. You have a secular form of government, which is really submitted to a religious government, the Ayatollah, and Islam, a radical form of Islam that's there. And so when we support Islam, we're supporting all this kind of stuff. And so the persecution of Pastor Assad, we can actually just go, let him out now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We could say, let him out now. We could say, no, you're not going to beat these four Christians. We'll whip them with 80 lashes for taking communion.
Wow.
Think about that. So one is, we just want to pray, dear God, protect the persecuted church. Dear God, protect these Christians, Lord, and keep them strong in the faith, Lord God. And forgive us for taking water baptism and communion lightly, because truly you said, do this in remembrance of me. And we pray, Father God, right now for all the Muslims in Iran, Lord, that they would be saved, that they would know you as Savior and Lord Jesus. Show yourself, Father God, to the Iranian people, God. Show yourself. We pray for revival to break out. We pray that this would just light the church on holy fire in Iran, and they would just get fully committed, God, and just rapid growth of your kingdom in Iran. We pray in Jesus' name. So I just want to encourage you today. Remember the persecuted church. Pray for them. Understand that they're appealing right now. They have 10 days to appeal. But imagine right now, because you took communion this Sunday at your local church gathering, now you're facing 80 lashes. Americans can't face the air conditioner going out. Imagine if there's somebody says, you're going to beat me? You're going to be, don't you understand? I don't even tithe. I'm part of the 97%. I'm part of the 97% that don't give tithes and offerings. Don't beat me. You know, I'm part of the 81% that don't even, I got a Bible, but I don't touch the Bible. I'm part of the 97% that got the Bible, but I actually read it every now and then, but I don't do anything it says.
Right.
It's the 3% you got to worry about.
Can
you imagine? That's always been my biggest concern is like, how can the American church go through any persecution?
Right.
And what we find out is a lot of things we're calling the church is not the church. It's kind of unfair to project that on someone by telling them. And that's what we're going to hear about in just a moment. I want to wait till after this break because I know that you're going to bring us to a break.
Yeah.
Always. Sissy Strauss.
Ruthless.
My goodness. Okay. Saints fan. Anyway, so and know that this is how serious water baptism is. This is how serious communion is. And if you have stopped taking communion, I encourage you to get some crackers, get some bread or some crackers or some, you know, if you want to, you can buy matzah. You can go to a local store and buy some, and get some juice or wine or ever how the Lord leads you to do that. And at least maybe once a month, take communion just to remember, hey, I want to remember you. And he says, this is what he said to his disciples when he was sitting. And this is what he did before he actually became what it was symbolizing. He sent his disciples ahead and said, I want you to go. There is a man there, and I want you to be able to ask him for a room in his house because he has a room there and he'll give it to you. Well, how does he know this? Because he spent time with the Father, and the Father told him the supreme organizer was organizing things. And so they go there, and they have the man gives them the room. They set up bread and wine to be had there, and what we call the Last Supper, but it was bread and wine. And they go there, and he sits with his disciples, and all of a sudden he begins to differentiate between who is his and who's not his, right? You know, the meal, when you have a meal with folks, you start finding out, you know what I'm saying? And so that's when, you know, of course, you know, Judas was identified there, but also didn't bother him because he knew these things had to happen. And so he said, he took the bread and he broke it. He broke this bread, and he knew within maybe 24 hours later, you know, approximately, that his body was what this bread was representing, because he was going to be now beat, whipped, punched, nailed to the cross. But think about that. But he knew the breaking of this bread, and he says, I joyfully waited for this moment. And how many times were we like joyfully? Are we joyfully waiting? I'm just so excited that I finally get this chance to suffer for you.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Warm water, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he takes this bread and he breaks it. He breaks this bread. This is God, all man. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, Son of God, who is about to pay the price for all mankind. And he breaks it and he said, this is my body broken for you. Take and eat. And you think about it. And they're about to see in a few hours, his body was about to be broken for them. And then he took the wine and he said, and he passed the cup of wine. He says, this is the blood of the new covenant. The old covenant's been passed away. This is the new covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there is no covenant. The shedding of the blood that this wine represented was about to be shed on the cross, and we're going to have this new covenant where we could be in the presence of God. And they passed the cup and they drank it, and he says, this is the blood of the new covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. That's what communion represents. And he knew in a few moments that bread and that wine was going to be him as his body poured out the blood and the water from his side. And he gave up his body as a sacrifice for us when the sins of the world were put upon him. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Take communion. Do it in remembrance of him and these four Christians who are facing 80 lashes each for doing it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, being from Detroit, you know, there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, from New Jersey or, you know, down in New Orleans.
Well, they don't have football up there, do they?
No, but they do got hockey. They got
hockey.
Check it out. Yeah, they got an app for, like, hockey rules. They got an app on, like, how to make ice. They got an app about, you know, the preseason, the postseason. They got an app about how to watch hockey.
Wow.
Is that designed to make you go to sleep, or what's the purpose of that?
No, that's to what to watch when you can't watch baseball.
Baseball.
Or football. You got to check it out.
But really?
Did you know there's an app for the VFNTV.com daily radio program?
I didn't know that.
Now, talk to me. That's the app I want.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, even people who do watch hockey got to check this out. Go on iTunes, go on your Android, and type in VFNTV. And you hear all the content. You hear everything that we got going on right now, the daily live VFN radio program. It's like taking VFNTV with you on the go. Check it out. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me, of course, is Pat and John. Hopefully we get a chance to tell you that the organizers of the night are on the move, and it's happening as we speak. But I first want you to hear something so important. If you have not yet read Crazy Love, you haven't heard anything of Francis Chan, if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you've heard Francis, because Francis talks about telling your children to go clean your room up.
Mm-hmm.
Go clean your room up, and right there. And the child goes, okay, thank you. I appreciate you telling me that, Dad. Well, we'll go study those words. And then she comes back about a week later and says, I just want to let you know that I really memorized the words, you know, go, I don't even know if we have that. Do you have it? Can you get that? I want you to hear, you know, just, I want you to hear him, because this is who you're going to be hearing. Leave that up right there. Yeah.
All right.
The, Francis Chan, you know, be a doer of the word.
Uh-huh.
And so she says, he says, well, as a matter of fact, Dad, I just want you to know, not only did we memorize your words, but I have some friends coming over. As a matter of fact, you got to hear it. Just listen to this before you hear the segment. Come follow me. Come follow me. That's what Jesus said. He said, come follow me. What does that mean? It means to be a disciple. It means to follow him. Listen to Francis Chan as he talks about the reality of today's church, and we have to begin to change ourselves and begin to follow him. I'll tell you more about it after Francis. Listen up.
You know, it's just so strange to me what we do in church sometimes with the commands of God. When you were a kid, remember playing Simon Says, you know, or Follow the Leader. Remember Follow the Leader? Some of you that are younger never played it because you can't get the app on your iPhone. But it was something physical. We used to go out and play, you know, we used to move. And you remember Follow the Leader, you know, leader jumps, you jump, you know, or Simon says, pat your head, and you pat your head. It's so weird how in the church we change everything. In the church, you know, follow Jesus has become a different game, where in following Jesus, you don't actually have to do what he does. You just have to study it. Jesus says is completely different from Simon Says. If Jesus says something, you just have to memorize it or study it. What about making disciples? What about actually becoming like Jesus? Man, I've got four kids, and if I asked one of my kids, if I told my oldest daughter, hey, Rachel, go clean your room. And what if she comes back to me, you know,
an hour later and goes, Dad, I memorized what you said. I can quote it verbatim. In fact, I can say it in the Greek now. She knows I'm not going to go, oh, that's awesome, baby. Or if she says, Dad, I had a bunch of friends over and we did a little study on what it would look like if we cleaned my room. Here's all the notes. It's going to be a 5-week study. You guys, she knows that doesn't fly with me. You guys, why were these commands given? Was it for us to memorize and study and on and on and on and just study them to death? And then at the end of our lives, we're going to go, God's going to say, wait, I asked you to make disciples. I asked you to baptize. How many people did you lead to the Lord? How many people did you teach to obey everything? Because that's what I asked you to do while you were on that earth.
Just think about it. You think about it. Although it's kind of funny, it's kind of true, isn't it? Jesus said this. He said in Matthew 7, 22-23, he said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then he'll say, and he'll tell them plainly, he says, I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Listen, we have to know him.
We have to know him. And this is what they're talking about right here in the context of, we're hearing Francis Chan and Pratt talking about making disciples. Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. You got to see this. You actually can see this also on CTN.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. And we want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see. Yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And it's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. And let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known. Like, I think about Heather and I, my wife, and you know our family story, and for years we wanted to have kids. We had this desire for kids, but the Lord wasn't providing that in the way we had hoped. He's ended up providing in ways that we never could have imagined. But fundamentally, there was a part of us that had a desire to create life, that had a desire to see life come from us. And that's just natural. Yeah. And the fact that wasn't happening was saying there's something wrong.
Yeah.
If there's, sorry to go a little crass here, but if reproduction isn't happening, then what? There's something physically, biologically that needs to be addressed. Well, if reproduction is not happening in a Christian's life, like there's something wrong at the core here. Like there's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
And because being a disciple involves making disciples, I mean, that's always been there, and from beginning of Matthew to end of Matthew, it's just clear. So if we're not making disciples, are we really disciples? Like, that's a huge question that we've got to ask.
Yeah.
And we've got to look at, and either drive us to say, okay, maybe we're not disciples, which may be a large percentage of folks, or, okay, maybe I am a disciple, and this is an area where I must obey. Mm-hmm. And not because I have to, but because the Spirit of Christ in me compels me to. Yeah. And because this is life, and this is joy, yeah. and this is what Christian life is all about.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
And I don't want the people that I pastor to miss that. And,
yeah.
And yeah, this is where, it's found.
I love it because we're quick to make statements, grand statements. Like, I give you my life. And I think that's what Whitfield was saying. Yeah. Like, great.
Yeah, right.
Let's see it. Just like Jesus would say, he didn't entrust himself these men because he knew what was in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
People, Hosanna, blessed be. That means nothing.
Right.
You know, I mean, how many times you see that in scriptures? Mm. Like, you say this, but you call me Lord. But why do you call me Lord when you don't do what I ask you?
Mm.
Like, big deal, you call me Lord, confess me as Lord, but you're not doing what I, what kind of master am I? Mm. And so it's this, it's like, I've done it where it's like, man.
When you think about this, it's so important. We're going to continue this awesome, awesome moment with David Pratt and Francis Chan talking about disciples, make disciples, don't be deceived.
We want to encourage you to visit our sponsors. Today, visit the $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola, Florida, Davis Highway. All sorts of glasses you can pick from. Choose a $50 Eye Guy. Also in New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Everything you need for Cuban food. Listen, if you haven't had a Cuban sandwich in New Jersey, you've got to go visit Josh. Yes. In Boontown, New Jersey, and get you some Cuban delicious food. Also, don't forget, Shotgun Barbecue, Pensacola, Florida, Nile Mile Road, voted Memphis in the Bay number one.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFN radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio. 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
Oh my gosh, Steve, have you seen our new Facebook page?
That is awesome. Yes, I have.
All our radio subscribers need to do is go to our Facebook page, and you go to facebook.com/VFNTV, and you can check it out. It's constantly being updated. There's new radio segments posted daily. Mm. And I want to encourage you to like us and have your friends like our VFNTV page on Facebook.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFNTV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com, and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Listen, we want to continue this conversation with Francis Chan and David Pratt as they're discussing the reality of, you know, disciples make disciples. Mm-hmm. Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. And this is Francis talking right now.
And so it's this, it's like, I've done it where it's like, man, I'm going to start, I am going to get in shape. I'm going to run every day this year. You know, I'll say something right, like sure. that. Then 6 months later or 6 days later, I'll see, did he really mean what he said?
Right.
And I think I see that in scripture. It's like, you know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements and we're not following up and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day, you know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers. And so we're deceiving ourselves because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening it and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased. I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. Mm. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh, yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted, I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this, we did it. And I really think the enemy is going, oh, this is great. Hmm. This is great. They're not. When Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent. Let me see you turn. Peter, repent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's turn, turn, turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement. Mm-hmm. And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
That's huge, because the more we do that, the more our hearts are hardened. Yes. The more our hearts are content with that, the more we just drift into, okay, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And the deception just, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's damning. Like, that is.
It is. Yeah. And we walk away going, man, we did it. Did you see there were 5,000 people there? And they were all convicted and thinking we did something or that there was a victory. Mm. When I think we'll be surprised that it's really the enemy going, oh, that's great. Look, they're even cheering for themselves.
Yeah.
But no one's repenting.
Right. You know, that's one of the things. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, especially after writing what you did in Crazy Love. Because when I think about what I was writing about in Radical, it's kind of, all right, let's see the idols in our culture and the American dream that we hold on to. But what I found in kind of hearing response from people was people feeling bad for that, but then saying, okay, and maybe even doing something kind of sporadic. Okay, well, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this. But then not really, okay, not just what am I going to let go of, but who am I going to hold on to? Who am I going to hold on to Jesus? Mm. Am I going to follow Jesus? And otherwise, I don't know. I just feel like there can be an emptiness in, it's exactly what you're talking about, in feeling a conviction about this or that. And so I don't want to just say, well, we need to let go of these things and leave it at that. No, we need to let go, and we need to hold on to Christ, and we need to cling to Christ, and we need to follow Christ, and we need to obey Christ. And let's look at what he says. Let's do it.
You've got to go to multiplymovement.com. Mm. Multiplymovement.com. It is this. Francis is hearing from God, and he loves the church. And this is true. This is the word of God. And this is what we're told in James, and that's what he's referring to in one part of what he's talking about. If you hear the word of God, and no matter how you hear it, how you sing it, how you celebrate it, how you, you know, cheer yourself on or whatever, mm-hmm. but you don't do what you heard mm-hmm. or what you read, then you're merely deceived. You're like a man who looks in the mirror. A man looks in the mirror and you see yourself. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you do. You're right. You saw the gospel. You saw the revelation of that. You did feel the conviction. That was the Spirit of God convicting you, causing you to grip that whole situation, causing you to review your whole life, show you the doorway to heaven. I mean, everything came. That was true. But then you walk away and forget what God showed you in that mirror. Mm-hmm. You forget what he showed you when the light of the gospel was in your life. You just walked away and didn't do what you were supposed to do, which was to repent, turn, right. turn. That's what he's talking about, turning. And it's and you could think, oh, it's just, oh no, this is terrible. Or you could say, oh, I understand why it's, even though I profess light, I've stayed in the darkness.
Yeah. You know, the gospel talks about the man who builds a house on the solid rock in the foundation and the one who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And the one who builds a house on God, he'll be able to withstand the storms and the trials and, you know, right. all the things that come against him.
Right.
But the one that doesn't gets washed away. But the difference between both of those is God's word that says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the foolish builder. Right. You got to hear God's word.
It's not just showing up.
Yeah.
It's not reading just two chapters a day.
Yeah. It's the engaging of God's word.
It's not just having a Bible somewhere in your house, 81%, not touching it.
Or on your phone or wherever it is.
Yeah.
You can hear messages, listen to messages, you can read the Word of God, but it's in the everyday application. And I love what David Pratt said. It's about hearing it and having that desire to say, man, I want this in my life. I'm in love with this Jesus. And because this is what he says, this is his word, I'm going to mold my life, everything that I do, around his every word. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes today, you know, a lot of times people read the scripture and they try to look for a scripture, a verse that agrees with their sin or their lifestyle. And they try to take the word like a bandaid and wrap it around some sort of justification for what they do.
Right.
Instead of looking at God's word and allowing that to change our whole lives.
Yeah, and what you're going on to say what you're talking about, the person who does put God's word into practice, then he's, like you say, he's the one that can stand. Yeah. He doesn't stand because he says he knows Jesus. He stands because he actually knows the word himself. He's read the word. He's looked into the mirror. And he's applied what God has shown him. Because when you look in the mirror, you start seeing stuff.
Mm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Even Michael Jackson said, it's time to start with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
And obviously, you know, he did at some point look in the mirror. The question is, you know, only God knows what he decided and he walked away. Mm. But, you know, and just to let you know this, that he says a person who hears the word of God and doesn't do what God says is merely deceived, which means this. Now you actually think you know something.
Mm.
Now you can quote a verse. Now you can be religious.
Mm.
Now you know how to have a conversation in a religious coffee shop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, versus, and he says, and so with that now, not only are you walking in darkness, now you're walking in thicker darkness because now you're deceived.
Mm.
Now you're actually deceived, thinking now you're right, but you're wrong. Which was better off when you knew you was wrong.
Mm. Exactly.
But now you think you're right. And that's what Pratt was talking about too as well. And so was Chan. Was, well, you know how he does it. Well, I just, you know, maybe most of them aren't, you know.
Mm.
And so, but then he says this. And this is the whole thing. He says, but if you do look intently into the word of God. In other words, you abide with the Lord. Which is spend time with God. Get into his word. Read the Bible. Read the word. Hide the word in your heart. Soak on it. Don't try to mentally memorize it. Just soak on it till it just becomes a part of your heart, a part of you. And that's what you could say memorizing, but it's hearting a word. It's putting it in your heart, meditating on it. Then he says, "Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you." So the word itself prevents you from going as astray as you would have. And then it is not only hiding his word in your heart, but then talking to him about your life. Just talk to God. Mm. This is going on, and maybe you have some needs and some things you need to share with him. Maybe some burdens on some other folks. Maybe God's showing you some bigger things outside, and talk to him about it. But then listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask your dad to borrow the car keys and not wait for the answer and grab the keys and take off.
Right.
I prayed about that. Did you wait to see if your dad said you could use the car? No, but I did pray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only did you disobey God, but you offended him too. Mm-hmm. Now you're telling everybody he told you you could do that, and you know he didn't tell you could mm-hmm. do that. And so, and listen, wait for him to impress on you what he wants you to do. He could flat out speak to you verbally. He can speak to you through his word. He can prompt you. He can compel you. But by spending this fullness of what I'm talking about, the dimensions of what I'm talking about with him, you will come out of that time with him in a direction in your life. And then just obey what he tells you or impresses on you to do. That's mm-hmm. called abiding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. You don't need to complicate it. A lot of people try to complicate it. You can do it with a crayon. We have a simple plan for you. Listen, this is our hope. This is our hope. Will you abide? And it's not religion like you think it is. It's a relationship with the creator of the universe who desires a relationship with you. Go to iabide.org today and request your free plan. It'll come to you right away. Go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. But know this, is what he says. The one who looks intently into the word of God, who abides with him, then you're going to be blessed in all you do. Blessed. Awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You know, I don't shop. I don't know. I don't shop. I'm blessed enough to have a wife.
I've seen you shop.
Yeah, you're right. It's amazing.
Go with a list.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's just amazing. But I, you know, I went to go, we got this wonderful pollen blowing around right now. Trees are going like, yes, no, no, yes, no, no, yes, yes. They don't even know what to do, you know? Yep. And so I'm having this congestion. So I stopped by a CVS drugstore to be able to buy something, Mucinex, like this kind of thing that's a decongestion and that kind of thing. And I thought, I'm just going to run in there and get some decongestion, like sinus medicine, I guess you would call it. And so I go down this drug. I think a lot of drugs all the way down the aisle. You can from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. They got a lotion, a pill, or something for it. And but when I got to this particular medicine, it just was a piece of cardboard. It was a piece of cardboard. They don't even put the medicine on the shelf. I'm like, what? You know. So I had to read the cardboards.
Oh,
and then I took the piece of cardboard, and I had to read, where do you go with this piece of cardboard? And you don't go to the cashier. You have to go back to the drug counter.
Oh, pharmacist.
It's a pharmacist in the back. And I go back, and I said, do you have any of these? And they're like, looking like,
why do you want this?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of watching my eye gate, you know, that kind of thing, and looking. I'm like, I got congestion. I got congestion. And he looks at me, and he says, we don't have the 12, we have the 24. I'm like, okay. I mean, it was just like I was doing a, you know, coming from my law enforcement days, I felt like I was undercover, you know?
Yeah, right.
And finally he pulls it out and he says, you know, charges me $1 million for it. And you look down this little credit card thing that you use a credit or a check card or whatever for. And he says, you have to read this statement. And I had to read a legal statement from the law that said that I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to go to jail. I'm like, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous. I don't know if I should get this Mucinex or not. You know, what have we gotten into? I'm thinking, like, this could just blow my whole ministry here. I mean, they got cameras on me. I'm buying Mucinex, you know, and they'll never believe that I just have congestion. You know? Yeah. And I'm sweating it. And of course, you know me, I'm talking out loud. Are you serious? You know, I feel like I'm breaking a law here. I said, can I use your name? I said, is this real? Can I take a picture of it? Like John would do. And then I had to sign it. I had to sign that I read the statement and that I would go to jail if I misuse my Mucinex, my congestion medicine. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I thought I was done, but after that I had to pay for it. And I felt so like, I got to watch this stuff. I got to go buy me a safe or something, you know what I'm saying? And put this stuff in a safe. I mean, what if somebody breaks into my house and takes it? And they go, like, you had this drug in your house. And it's like, and I said, what in the world does somebody do with sinus medicine? At my age, it just makes me irritable when I take it. You know? What would you do? And he said, they make crystal meth with it.
Oh, wow.
They make crystal meth with antihistamines and stuff that's in that particular medication. I'm thinking, my God.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Get a job. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
You up,
and besides,
man.
One pack of it costs $25. I mean, oh, I can imagine how much this crystal meth costs. I'm like, maybe it's cheaper.
Wow.
I walked out of there thinking, like, my goodness, I just felt like I came from a police state. I felt like I just came from a police state. But America is changing as we know it. So I just want to encourage you, when you do go to get some medication, like, sinus meds, be prepared to sign your life away. And yes, you can be arrested for it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John and Pat.
What is going on there?
Wow, my goodness. You know, recently the government had a period of time where there was shut down, I believe, for a period of 2 weeks. And about 2 weeks ago, they were bringing the government back from shutdown. And the House of Representatives stenographer, her name is Miss Reed, Diane Reed.
Well, hold on a minute. A lot of us don't know what a stenographer is. So is this like a podiatrist or something?
Kind
or
like a, is it like a court reporter, I would imagine, taking notes?
Yeah, so this is the one that writes down every word that's being spoken.
Right.
Every single word that's been spoken inside our government during that meeting, she writes those words down.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so she's the recorder person.
She's the recorder person.
Okay.
And so C-SPAN was recording this as, you know, as they do everything. Mm-hmm. And this woman gets up in the middle of this vote. I mean, you see all the Congress are taking votes.
So the court reporter or the stenographer, it just gets up right in the middle of a typical meeting, the things you see on C-SPAN where they're meeting.
Right, they're gaveling, they're calling that, you know.
Taking
the vote.
A vote in.
Right.
What vote are they taking in?
To reopen the government.
So this is during that whole time. This is after, I guess, it was Senator Ted Cruz got up and he spoke for about 20-something hours and said, we don't need to go. Is that right?
Well, no, that was in referring to Obamacare, this the Affordable Health Care Act. This was about the government being shut down.
What year was this? This is October 16th.
Right. This is just a couple of weeks ago. This just happened.
Well, that's what he was talking about was he was talking about it's not just about what you're talking about in the context of that. That was the narrative.
Correct.
That he was talking about that can't afford it.
Right.
And this is about reopening the
government.
The government.
Right. In the same context, yes.
Yeah, and that's what
yes.
he was saying yes. was, you know, give it a year. You know, whatever, in regards, because you can't afford this thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand now, we're listening to Alinsky tactics and all these things going on, that, and God's revealing these different things to us. And so, in the middle of that, when they're about to say, you know, what are you talking about, Senator Ted Cruz? What are you guys talking about, people that are hearing from the Lord. We're going to keep going in this direction. We're going to keep going with these honed stones in New York, like at the 9/11 thing. And so that's what's happening right there, right?
Absolutely.
We don't have the money as it is. We're borrowing 40 cents on every dollar. And we're fixing to raise our credit limit, be more indebted to China and other countries who are working, by the way, as we speak right now in the meeting I just had yesterday. I'll be talking more about it on a defense against us. In the context of it, because it's reported, and I have to verify this, that this is what he was telling me. I haven't verified the sources, but they've discovered oil. They did for oil under China. And once they have their own, well, that's why they've been building this infrastructure and all, because they're getting ready to fulfill that end time type thing going on. And so America, we're looking, it could be a byword if we don't turn back to God in the context of this. So here they are. So there, this is that. So I was want to get some more context. So they're about to say yes, raise our credit limit up. Let's just print more money.
Let's do it all.
Let's do this thing.
Let's get the government back. Let's open these parks up.
And so this lady's just sitting there, just doing her job.
She's sitting there, and then all of a sudden, you can see this on video. Well, hopefully, we'll get this for you. You can see it on the torch. We'll make it available for you. You'll be able to hear it now. She gets up. Grabs the microphone.
Now, this is unusual.
This is unusual because she's not
there, but not there. Like
she's not a representative. Right, she has no authority. This is outside of her element.
No United States governmental type of authority.
Yeah, exactly. But she does have authority for because she's a believer now. She's a Christian.
Oh, okay.
She's a Christian.
So she's a Christian.
She's a Christian.
And so she stands up and grabs the mic.
Who's been recording now every single word that's been happening there for years.
So she knows.
She knows. If anyone knows, she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she's the scribe.
She's the scribe. Mm. She grabs a hold of the microphone. And you can't hear all the audible, but this is what she says. Praise be to God. He will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. They're trying to grab her. You know, shove her, bring her out of the place. And
while she stood up, began to praise God, saying that he wouldn't be mocked.
He will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. And they're trying to call order and what's going on.
Let's see. Here's a segment right here from C-SPAN. Let's see if we can hear it actually. Listen up really closely.
The House representatives are on the floor. It's crowded. Couldn't quite hear it.
They're dragging her off now. Yeah. They're dragging her off while she stood right there in front of the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, all the representatives. I mean, she's right there. I mean, it's a jam-packed room. It's not like, you know, sometimes she sees banners, one person speaking and nobody. Everyone was there. They just took a major vote, and the nation was watching this go. This is televised. This is all live. And I remember some of the news reporters that were saying, hey, did you see? They were asking, you know, Congressman, what was that all about? And because it just broke out live. And they said, you know, she's never acted like this. She's never done this before. Well, Charisma reports that she says, this is Diane. Charisma is a magazine. And she says, for the past 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night and preparing me. Through my reluctance and doubt to deliver a message in the House chamber. And that's what I did last night. Let me tell you something, that God is speaking to his people and he's preparing them to deliver his message in his timing. And it's going to require your sold out obedience to the Lord, your love for him, and your willingness to be able to speak truth to power, no matter what the personal costs may be. And folks have tried to make this woman look like she was just, you know, going nuts or whatever. Listen, you got to obey God. It doesn't matter what people say.
Right. Well, they did the same thing to Jesus. They nailed Jesus, the Son of God, God to the cross.
Yeah.
I mean, so don't be thinking in your intellectual mind that you're going to, when somebody says, let his blood be on her head, he had no idea that that prophecy would be told for years to
come. That's right.
You know?
That's right. So she steps up and in that moment, that God's given her to say. This is what I want you to say.
And she's so significant in the context of a scribe that has written down all their words. Right. And she is truly aware of all those mini meetings, M-I-N-I meetings, happening up there around the Speaker of the House and all the Speaker area. I mean, she knows.
Yeah. And apparently from what was said and from other congressmen that they've asked, she has a longevity of a good character. She's a good employee. So, you know, God's going to raise you up in a place where they can't even talk about your integrity is going to speak for yourself.
Right.
And you're just going to have to stand up and do what God tells you to do. But he's looking for those witnesses, those prophets that are willing to speak truth to power and say, this is the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to deliver it.
And you know, the blood is on our hands.
Yeah.
You know, something's about to happen.
Hmm.
And understand, if you knew it and you said nothing, you remained silent.
Yeah.
And God spoke to you and you knew it and you were too terrified to open your mouth. He said, he told Ezekiel, I'm going to have you speak to some hard-headed, stiff-necked folks that are not going to listen to you, but I've toughened you up and you're going to have to tell them. Don't base your obedience to God based off people's response to listening to
God. That's right.
Understand that we'll answer to God for not saying it. You never know. They may turn, but how will they turn unless you tell them? And how will someone tell them unless you are sent? Thank God for this woman. What's her name?
Her name is Diane Reed.
Pray for Diane Reed. She stood up. Bless her and many Dianes to come.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to visit our sponsors and underwriters. They help bring this program together for you. In Pensacola, visit the Coffee House. Navy Boulevard, you want a nice place to have a cup of coffee? Local owner, operator. Listen, they have great sandwiches, so warm, warm environment. Get a cup of coffee and go see RC. Also, don't forget to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Listen, they not only sell cars with lights and all these wonderful things that come equipped with cars, but you get a Bible. You get a Bible in your glove box. Every single car sold. And they call it the owner's manual. Visit all of our underwriters and sponsors at VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.